The Lord is wanting us to be really ready, guys. One of our prayer warriors had this dream vision this morning that I'm going to share with you. She's very, very reliable. And several other people have had confirmations today as well. She's not the only one. So I'm going to share this with you very quickly. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I awakened. It was around 4 o'clock this morning, or maybe a little bit after, and I knew it was the Lord, and I said, okay, he just wanted me to listen. He said, just listen. He was so intense. It was so intense, and he showed me. He said, this we are in the time of exactly how it was with Noah and how the people were and how the people acted around Noah's time. We're in that right now. And he said, there's so many that need to be saved that aren't saved. And he showed me my family and my family. And I saw my two children, Stephen and Stephanie. And he said, I didn't even say anything. It was in the thoughts. It was all thought transfers.
Right. Right.
And before I could even finish thinking about my kids, he said, I've got them. And he showed me with his hands around them.
Good.
He was touching both my kids. He said, don't worry about the kids. I've got them.
Right.
And I said, okay. And he showed me that verse where if we're saved, the whole household is saved. He showed me that.
Right.
And he said, this is a very intense time right now. And
he said what?
He said, this is a very, very intense time right now.
Okay.
This is intense, as though it were all held together by a string that's about to break. That's the only way I can show it to you or explain it.
Right, right.
There's a lot going on in the Middle East right now. He didn't reveal it to me, and he said, I can't tell you everything because it will scare you too bad. There's things I can't tell you because it is too much. It's too much for you. So he's holding some things back from me and from us, you know, all of us. And he showed me where his father is preparing him to take the church. He's preparing him to take his church home. He's in that process right now, and I don't know how long that's going to be or
right.
how long it's going to take.
Right.
You know, we don't know.
Right.
But it is really soon, but I don't know the day, the hour, how it's very close.
Right.
And he said the important thing and he's given me instructions. I ordered every book I could get from you in Ezekiel. I ordered a whole bunch of books. He said the important thing for you to do is don't concentrate so much on your DVDs because I have a whole stack of them done. He said, now I want you to start getting things in writing in case everything goes down and they can't use any of the equipment. And you had just said that. He reiterated it.
Right.
Of what you said.
Right.
And I said, I know, Lord, Claire said that. And he said, you need to concentrate on nothing else. Don't worry about the artwork. Don't worry about anything. The main thing I want you to do right now is to get this stuff down on paper. Finish up your things you need to write. It's like if there was an intensity of getting everything done and ready. And I said, okay, don't even leave the house. Oh, and he said, stay low. Stay out, away from the world. Separate yourself from the world now. It's time to, how can I put it? He's gathering his baby. That's how he described it. Like, we're his precious, precious babies. And he's gathering them. And he's separating the people who have to go through the tribulation because they don't get it and they don't listen. And those are the ones that have to go through the wine press.
Right.
And that for us, we just have to witness as much as we can to as many people as we can in this late hour. And that's the most important thing, is witnessing and praying constantly, praying and praying and praying and staying in the Word. and keeping our, you know, staying close to him and walking with him.
Right.
He showed me the door. There's the door of mercy. He showed me the door, but I'm not quite sure how much space is left to when the door closes. I'm seeing the door, and the door's closing, and it's almost closed, Claire. It's almost closed. If it's not closed completely, I'm not sure on that.
Right.
It's like he's tying all of it. He's done.
Yeah.
He's done. He's tying things up, and he's done. He's done.
Right.
And that's why he's telling us, get ourselves in order, get ready, be ready, be ready, be ready, was the main thing. When I saw the Father preparing the Son, I saw God the Father. He's so tender and so loving and so, oh, just loves Jesus, His Son, so much, Claire. There's so much love. There's just so much love.
I know.
Jesus wants to be with us so much more than we want to be with Him. And I can't, how can that be?
I know.
He wants to take us home. He's very, very excited and anxious. He's real excited about taking us home, but at the same time, he's grieving. I saw grieving like he's on his hands and knees on a chair with his hand on the chair.
Uh-huh.
Grieving. And the Father's comforting him.
Oh, boy.
I saw it so clear.
So apart from her dream, we've had two more people come forward with confirmations of what is about to take place. One came to me in the form of an email, which was a confirmation of what we know is going to happen, probably with the East Coast in New York, that there's going to be a tremendous tsunami. And the tsunami will occur commensurate with the nuclear attack. And here is the dream that one of our other prayer warriors had. Judgment is coming. While I was sleeping, I felt the Lord's mighty presence in my bedroom, and I could feel my spirit rising out of my body, because the Lord wanted to show me something regarding the judgment that's coming upon the land very soon. What I saw was horrendous and so destructive. First, it began with me seeing a vision, and it was dark. I could see the waves. I could see waves and waves of the ocean moving really fast and rising very quickly. Then, all of a sudden, the Lord allowed me to see the water rising up to the top of high buildings, and the buildings started crumbling and falling like dominoes. People were drowning, screaming, calling for help, grabbing onto building debris, which was everywhere. Dead bodies floating cars, houses destroyed, and looked like matchsticks. Everything was being swallowed by huge and mighty high waves of water and strong winds. This unprecedented disaster happened so quickly, without warning. It looked like the world was ending. In the dream, I cried so much seeing this happening before my eyes. It was so sad to witness, but the Lord wanted me to see it, to share with others that judgment is coming fast and furious, without warning. Then in another scene of the dream, I looked up from witnessing this disaster, and there was a bright light coming from the sky. I was being pulled up, and I saw ribbons of many colors just hanging down. And as you grabbed a ribbon, there were other brides of Christ that just arrived there. And the brides were beautiful, in majesty and splendor, adorned and dressed exquisitely. And there was such purity. My mother was there with the other brides, and I was so happy to see her. And that's the end of her dream. Okay, go ahead. You felt in the spirit someone came and visited you.
Well, it's the end of the mercy prayer. And I saw someone in the spirit. I saw an angel came up to my left side. And I asked him, is it all right if I wait to get through the mercy prayer? And he said, he just stood there. And I said, okay, so I finished. And then he took a scroll and he handed it to the Lord. And the Lord was standing there with another angel, who I kind of recognize as my guardian angel. And he took the scroll, And he opened it up and he looked at it, read it for a minute. And then he started, you know, pointing and giving orders and, you know, just stuff was going on. And the image that I got in my head, that the analogy was General Robert E. Lee in his tent.
Mm.
And a courier comes busting up, you know, clomping in to the tent, hands him the orders. And General sits there and looks at what's going on. And he goes flying into action, starts sending his corporals and all the other people out, you know, to do what they need to do. And I actually, I asked Sherry to pray over it because the Lord kept nudging me, call Sherry, call Sherry, call Sherry. I was like, okay, call her. And the Holy Spirit said that that was exactly what was happening. That he confirmed that that's exactly what was happening.
So there you have it, guys. We have three different confirmations that the Lord is at the door, that the end has come, and I'm going to ask you to pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet nonstop to hold that door open a little bit longer while we get all of the materials distributed and out to where they need to go. Please, please pray for more mercy and more time, just a little more time. And more mercy. Please, please pray that everything will be expedited and get out and into the hands of the right people, the left behind. And as you'll remember last week that I talked to you about, the Lord was delaying the rapture by increments, by tiny increments. Well, very interestingly, we got a confirmation on that. And I want to read it to you. Sister Claire, I had a dream some weeks ago. I saw I was in an exam hall with the test paper in my hand, and everyone was seated. I was surprised that it hadn't started yet when I saw the clocks and saw the time was extended by microseconds, and then again extended by 1 microsecond, and then again. I was really surprised and kept this dream to myself. Your word about the extension of time in tiny increments is a confirmation to me. And that was her letter to me. So the Lord is extending it, I think, possibly according to our prayer. So please pray that we'll have just a little more time left to get everything into the hands of the right people. The Lord bless you, heart dwellers. Thank you for being so faithful. Thank you for praying for us and for the whole world. Truly, the Lord's heart is moved to pity right now because of all the souls that will be lost. So keep him tender company and pray.